The reason why Love Shack is so good is Fred, who does the vocals part. He has this great voice, I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and whoever sings it on the Glee doesn't sound like him, and it throws you off because you're expecting this like more dancing and moving and you know what I'm talking about, Fred's.
I do. This sound is laughing.
Your impersonation is cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at WeHeartMusic.com.
Hi, this is Bo with We Heart Music Radio and...
Brody, chiming in. It's been a while.
Yes. When's the last time we had you on?
Did I do coverage for Fun Fest before I went for Austin? Maybe not.
No, what is that?
It's a newer festival in Austin. Might be going on for maybe a couple years. 2 years, maybe. I don't even know.
So I take it the theme is fun, and fun.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun till her daddy takes the T-bird away. Fun till her daddy takes the T-bird away.
I told somebody that every year around this time of the year, I get like 3 million emails about South by Southwest. And
come to my party!
Yeah.
Free food, free beer!
Yeah, free beer, free food, free music. It is just an amazing time. And I've told somebody I don't understand why people would actually pay for those pass that cost like $600. Because everything is free. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's certain exclusive stuff that you're not going to get in, but who cares? I mean, you got so much going for you.
Pay $5 on cover charge 4 nights. That's equals $20. A wristband's $250, $300. A badge is like $700. It's just ridiculous. And then stay with couch surfers or sleep in your car and save $600 on hotel expenses. Basically, all you have to pay for is gas.
Yeah, sure. You can be a bum.
Grab your hat, come travel like that's hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
For those who don't know, South by Southwest taking place March
14th. Yeah, it really kicks off like the 15th through the 18th, Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah. And it actually takes place like a week earlier, but that first week is all like press, films and stuff.
And interactive.
Yeah, the music part really doesn't kick in until like the later part of the week. And I mean, starting Wednesday, you're getting preview parties. Even like Tuesday, you might see some preview parties and stuff. Although not like on official South by Southwest, but it's still, if you're down there that early, there's things to do. Yeah, and they take place within 3 or 4 blocks of streets, but there's also unofficial South by Southwest. So if you're willing to go a little further, there's constantly something going on. And
you can rent bikes. They're big on promoting the bikes this year at South By, where you can rent them and use cabs, buses. There's lots of transportation to go. to some of the venues that are like a couple miles outside of
Oh,
downtown.
definitely, yeah. So, yeah, and they're not that far. I mean, you think about it, it's really not that bad. It's like maybe even if you walk, and it's only like maybe 30 minutes to an hour, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This year, when are you checking in? The 14th?
I am leaving Tuesday at noon, and I am seeing Fan Farlow and Youth Lagoon in Houston. And I may continue driving to Austin after the gig, or I may stay in Houston, and then I get straight into my South By experience Wednesday at noon. And I think I'm going to see Sydney Wazer from New York, who I think you've seen at the
Yes.
Beat Coffee Shop or house.
She has a new album out then, or
Yes, Belcore Choir
okay. How's that? Have you had a chance to?
Released March 27th, I believe,
Okay, it hasn't come out. Okay.
through Whitesmith Entertainment, and I've heard a couple singles, Wolf Eyes, just an unbelievable single. I think playing him on Cities from what my uncle said. But he's this African American guy from England that's just kind of Jack Johnson, Dave Matthews caliber, but just all really good voice, kind of really old fashioned style. Just acoustic guitar, really deep voice. Alabama Shakes, that record's insane. They're playing the Radio Day stage at the convention center, so I'm hopefully going to get into that. I might have to pull some strings. And then the show, really, Wednesday is the only real concern about getting into stuff. The showcase show, kind of like the preview party, is at the warehouse. I'll figure out who's putting that on, but it's like all the a bunch of massive, like that band Fun and Bonfire and Neon Trees, but Kasabian's playing. And another English band called Tribes that I really want to see.
Whoa, you have to see Kasabian.
I
They
know, I gotta see Kasabian in a freaking warehouse. It's like, dude.
dude, I saw this video with Kasabian, right? Like 10,000 people, right? Just hanging out there watching them, and you get to see them in like in a tiny little warehouse. Dude, just do it. I mean, no, they're huge in England. I mean, like they're playing like Glastonbury and like
Oh,
just
yeah, they opened for the Rolling Stones. They're just
yeah, I mean
insane.
that's nothing. I mean, these guys are huge. And you know what? The funniest thing is when I first I mean, we probably saw them like in 2006 and stuff. So I mean, the first time I've heard of them, I thought they were called Kasabian or something. Like I totally didn't even know how to pronounce their name.
There's a band called Caspian in New York. It's like a New York.
Oh.
Stones coming at my window. See the left man, no protection. Tell his family that he won't be okay. K-I-L-L. Champion goes from both bosses. Overcome by the need to fight.
Band outside Kasabian that I'm just totally stoked to see is Keane, well, both Keane and Kaiser Chiefs are playing. Remember that courtyard, Cedar Street Courtyard?
Yeah, it's a small open area. Or...
Yeah, we got some free food there. There was like a Norwegian festival that was being promoted there. Well, so I'm basically going to be like 2 feet away from Keane and Kaiser Chiefs and Band of Skulls and Zula Winter.
Are you doing the Scottish showcase at
Yes,
all?
I'm doing the Scottish Showcase on the last night, Saturday. I'm going to see the Twilight Sad. We were promised jetpacks and this amazing DJ who's actually from England called Star Slinger.
Okay, we actually saw jetpacks at South by Southwest a few years ago too. You know what's really funny? It's like nobody from Scotland likes Scotland. Like, like they love it when they're in America. I mean, if you hear them talking about, I mean, you know, remember like Camara Skira was like, you know what? In Scotland, nobody cares about us, but here, like, people love us. And then Twilight Sad, I just saw them. He was like, man, Scotland's rubbish. You know, America, that's what it's at. You know, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, those guys are great. How are they live?
They're very loud, surprisingly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love them, though.
I mean, like, if only I could pick out the melody, but my ears, I mean, once it gets a certain noise level, like, I can't tell the difference, but it's really loud.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the kids love it, though. I mean, there's all these, like, really young, hip people who's into this band.
Ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you. I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided.
Really? They've come back as the headliner.
Oh yeah, they got a huge following on Austin, like massive. They played, they were huge at Fun Fest. They played probably in front of 15,000.
Yeah, you remember when we saw them? When we saw them, they were like the opening band. They were the first band on, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's amazing how times have really forged these guys.
Yeah.
Wow, headline, wow. I am actually, color me impressed. I'm actually really impressed.
Seven Patio, Saturday night. My days to my buddies Michael Thomas and Orlando Torres. They two big hardcore music fans like you, Vo, big into the Britpop. Probably 60-70% of the bands that they book are from England. They've been doing shows for 3 years now. They were doing them at a place called the Red House Pizzeria. I think you may have saw some performances there. The problem is it's like about 3 miles, 3-4 miles outside of downtown. They've had Mumford & Sons, Laura Marling, Fan Farlow, The Greats. This year, their biggest band is The Wedding Present. They also have the Spinto Band, Jonquil, The Brute Chorus, Django Django, The Staves, Wild Moccasins, A Classic Education. They got some pretty big artists. So I'm gonna be at their party. They moved to the Flat Top Burger Shop.
So Wedding Present have been around for ages. I saw them a few years ago. And here's the thing: is I know people that actually know the guy from the Wedding Present, and I think he lives in California or Southern California.
Okay.
And so it's kind of cool, or maybe Northern California. Anyway, so it's kind of cool, but I know people who actually just know the guy. Yeah, they're it's basically one guy. I bet you it's the same band that he when I went to see them, because he changes all the band members all the time, but I bet you it's the same people that I saw last time.
Right.
And yeah, they played at the 400 Bar. They're coming back to the 400 Bar in April or March-ish. So I'll probably see them again when they come back. But yeah, so that's the big headliner for that show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, for all they're doing three full days, and then one day it's all jazz, R&B type stuff.
I hope you find what you're looking for. Do you even know what that is anymore?
Sweet. Are you good doing any under the radar? Because they got some really good acts on there.
Yeah,
lineup.
Some of the stuff that you sent me that I may dab into the Hype Machine, Hype Hotel, not all their stuff. That's going to be at 504 Trinity.
Yeah, there's a lot of unknown bands in their playlists, but I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing like Miniature Tigers or.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Waves, I guess. Seems kind of everybody's talking about him.
Yeah, they're all right. I saw them. Waterloo Records has some cool day parties. They have a outdoor stage and an indoor stage.
So it's about Alabama Shakes. Laura loves this band.
I want the performance you have to watch, Bo, to see these guys and really kind of judge them. Go to KCRW, watch their studio performance. It's 50 minutes or an hour because they do a 10-minute interview in the middle of their studio performance. And it's, it's just insane. It's this African-American gal that's just got just an insane voice mixed with like kind of like a twangy, you know, alternative rock band mixed with R&B. It's just, it's awesome. It's... trying to compare it to something. It's a little like Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, but it's got even more kind of that newer wave kind of R&B sound to it. So it's really polished, and her voice live is great. I mean, the record's good too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I said, Laura absolutely loves these guys. And I hear they're doing really well as far as the live shows and stuff.
Yeah, they're on NPR. It's doing a broadcast for them.
Oh, yeah.
At the radio stage. They're doing a headline. They're playing Easy Tiger Friday, and they're playing somewhere else too. And I know they're on a couple more big showcases.
Yeah, and that's the thing I love about this is if you miss a band at a different time,
yeah,
they'll be playing four other.
Well, I'll see them Thursday at 11.
Yeah, see?
I'll see him Friday at 7.
Yeah, so it's sweet.
I'll see him in that guy's backyard tomorrow.
In fact, actually, I went to see this band, and I loved them so much, and they were saying, well, we're playing next at this other place. I basically just walk with them to the next gig, and then
I guess they'll follow you.
Yeah, so...
fuck you.
Yeah, no, seriously, you could do that. And just, so if you really love a band... that's what you could do. You just follow them around, and because they're playing like 20 shows a day, and
hey, crazy fan, quit following me. I'm gonna call the cops on you.
But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff happening. Four Fader, they close out their guest list or their RVSP or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna bother. I don't bother going to that anyway. I could care less.
Well, they got some good stuff though. I mean,
really.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, but they're so they're like the staple that people just, you know, sign up right away.
I just don't enjoy standing in line for 3 hours just.
Yeah,
to
that's the thing too, though.
Wristband. Hey guys, I got a Fader 4 wristband. I'm super cool. Check it out.
Yeah, that's the other thing is even if you're on the guest list or whatever, you still got to wait like 3 hours to get in. So that is a hot party. So P-Lander Z is playing at South by Southwest. You should try to check out one of the show. They're playing at 1, 2, 3,
Nice.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shows. So if you miss one of them,
Good God.
and they're on like crazy times. Like sometimes they're on at 4 p.m. as some showcase they're playing at 1 in the morning. So yeah, they're all over the place. And you know what's great is their music is so short that a 30-minute set is perfect for this band. I mean, you get everything.
Right.
Yeah, I should also mention that even though there's like 3 million bands playing, all the sets are pretty much opener sets where like they're 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay.
So it's really not that long. So if you're hoping for like a full 2-hour performance or whatever, you're not going to get it. But
It's
yeah, that's fine. I mean, you're just there to get kind of like a taste of the band.
right.
So you're not going to try to are you going to do the Barsoop thing at all?
Probably not. I'll take a look at it again, but I literally have I'm seeing bands Wednesday 12 to 6, then from 8 to 2. Thursday I start at 11 a.m. and I go till 2 a.m. Friday, of course there's a little hour break
Right.
to
Yeah.
grab a slice of pizza on the street. Friday, start at noon, end at 1:30. Saturday, I start at noon and go till 2:30.
Okay,
Maybe
well,
later. Probably won't sleep Saturday.
the
There are if you want to go all out, but I don't really care to go insanely all out because you got to last 4 days, and it's with the way I see bands, I don't want to wake up at freaking 2 o'clock in the afternoon and be like, shit, I miss these bands.
and then
Better
fall
go to these
asleep.
Red Bull parties at these warehouses till 6 in the morning. It's like,
I hear you.
why?
No, I hear you.
But I can't drink all day like a lot of the fans and go to these hardcore Red Bull. Some people do, but they usually pay the price.
Anyway, the Barsook record is happening on March 15th at the Red Eye Fly, and
Okay.
Natta Surf is, I guess, one of the band. Symbol Eats Guitar,
Right.
Maps and Atlases, Ramona
It's
Falls,
guitar, sure.
Say Hi, Yellow Ostrich, and
Okay.
Laura Gibson, who I just saw recently, and I really like her. She has a very really great album out right now. Probably one of the best album I've heard in a while because it's so each song is so diverse, it's so different from each other song, and not like in a weird experimental way.
Yeah.
They're really good melodies. They're really good. I think she's a really good songwriter. And yeah, so if you can see her, she's great. I've been talking about her.
When the moon carves a trail down the pine, bearded hill, and a ghost wind hollers to the early morn, and the starlings return to the old sugar mill, stealing their corn from the growers.
Any wild card or
And
prediction
smoke,
that you
we
want to lay
found
down for South by
nothing
Southwest?
in terms of breakout bands. Spectrals from England, they're I'm really looking to see in their set. Jonquil, they play Pure Volume House and drew a lot of buzz last year. They're playing again at my buddy's gigs. Love their set. They're just like total dancey Britpop. So those two are kind of the breakout bands, I'd say. Youth Lagoon's more kind of trippy. Tribes is kind of like up and coming kooks. The Riff Raff, Same kind of thing, a little like block party vibe to them. They're a bunch of young guys from England that are definitely going to blow up, kind of like Bombay Bicycle Club. Yeah, that's probably about it. Everyone pretty much knows about everyone else. Had also some disappointing records, kind of by my favorite bands. Twilight Sad, speaking of, Jonquil and the Maccabees, three albums that just total crap. I mean, there's still a few good songs, but really disappointing.
You didn't like the Maccabees new album?
No, not at all. It's, it's a tough argument. That can be a whole nother podcast on just, you know, what happens to bands. Like if you're making good music, just stick with what you do, you know, kind of that argument. And it's just,
well, the bands have to grow up, you know.
Yeah, well, those three records, it just seemed like the bands tried too hard. It wasn't even about, like, most of the time for like Athlete and a few other bands like Snow Patrol, they were just ruined by labels and like overproduced and you know, made music for Grey's Anatomy. Like, these records, just, I don't know why they're bad. Like, they just, I don't know who influenced them to make a bad record or what happened that caused them to make a bad record, but they're just not good.
Speaking of Maccabees, we saw them in Chicago, didn't we?
Yeah, with the Villains.
It's just what we young lovers do. It's just what we young lovers do. I noticed you. You stood out like a sore thumb, the most beautiful sore thumb I'd ever seen.
Okay, sure. Give it to me.
Beach House released a single called Myth on their website. They're releasing a record in April. The Cribs, who you're going to see, released a single, Come On, Be a No One. They got a record, I think, in March. Unfortunately, Johnny Marr isn't a part of their band anymore from the Smiths.
Yes. Yeah. Sally and I was just talking about the Cribs here, and I told her I was going to see them in April, and she asked me, is Johnny Marr still in the band? And I told her no, because I think Marr, I think he's gone on to do something else. But, yeah. However, we saw the Cribs before at the Varsity, and they've kind of downgraded, because when the Cribs are coming back and they're playing at 7th Street.
Jeez.
Yeah, which is like a capacity of like 200 people.
Other venues are probably just booked when they needed a gig. Yeah.
That's probably what it is. But I have a feeling if they do, it's probably going to sell out then if yeah. The same audience show up.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, I'll be. Trying.
Another song for you, Vo, Mystery Jets, who were a secret show during South by last year. No one knew they were coming. Song's called Someone Pure, and they got a record at the end of the month, too. And then one of your favorite, they're British, by the way, of course. On a little bit of controversy in Minneapolis, some of their comments on a UK radio station against one of our favorite loyal listeners, Gabe Douglas, a band called Howler, decided to call Gabe's band Four on the Floor on the Floor.
The scene right now is interesting. It really supports its like own bands. Like they'll build up these like bands that no offense Minneapolis that I will hate. I mean,
right.
Just completely hate. And but they'll like sell out like the biggest room in Minneapolis. And
then, you hate them because why? Why do you hate them?
It's not good. They have like okay, oh, God, this is so hard. Someone's gonna hear this. I know, but I'm just gonna say it. This is a band called Four on the Floor, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And their gimmick is that they play, they have four kick drums.
Right.
And they all play the kick drum, on the floor. And they're like Mumford and Sons crap.
Oh, right. Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't
dear.
Like I'm sorry. But
No. Feel free, dude.
But, like, that will get huge. They'll, like, just, like, do crazy, like, big venues. And then everyone's like, yeah, Four on the Floor is, like, the band to watch. Like, everyone get ready. And then, nothing. Of course, nothing will happen outside of Minneapolis mm-hmm. for them. And I think a lot of bands that, like, are kind of doing, like, the punk rock thing or, kind of, like, the more underground thing, like, mm-hmm. the really good acts that will just never see the light of day. So.
Right.
That didn't bode well with a lot of the Minneapolis bloggers because they kind of ripped apart from what my uncle said. They say all the Minnesota or Minneapolis bloggers, don't pay any respect to young musicians and all they care about is, the older musicians or whatever. And Minneapolis has no music scene and da 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 da. And I just talked to Jordan like 3 months ago and in New Orleans, and he's a super cool guy, and I knew him when he was in Total Bay, but I think he's just going through just a little frustration and maybe a little bit of that cocky, like everyone goes through. I mean, I'd be cocky as if I was in a band that's blowing up in England right now.
Okay, so just to give somebody's listeners a perspective, Howler and Four on the Floor are both local Minneapolis bands, and we know Gabe from Four on the Floor, but Howler, I don't know them personally, but it seems like overnight they kind of blown up, and just like Solid Gold is huge in England, Howler is huge in England as well, and we wonder about that because
of Enemy. Enemy saw a video that they did. They thought they were the Strokes, and they put them on Enemy, and they got freaking massive because they got a video in their like parents' kitchen playing an acoustic song, and it got on Enemy's site and it blew up, and that's what happened. But yeah. Great guys. They went to De La Salle, a couple of them went to La Salle High School, and they're super cool, but nobody makes fun of Gabe Douglas. Like, the legend in Minnesota, you don't do that. On the street I see you walking ahead. I'll take a picture of the back of your neck. I won't do it to myself again. I won't do it to myself again.
Yeah, so the thing with Total Babe is we saw them a few years ago, and they were like maybe like 12 years old or just out of high school.
Oh, yeah, they're young.
Yeah, they're very young. And that's...
Clara's got a new band called Prissy Clerks, though.
I've heard
good.
About that, actually. She and the guy from the Red Pens, I don't know, who he is, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, mm-hmm. they're this Prissy
Clerks.
They... they're just getting the name out, and so they're playing a bunch of gigs here, And I kind of consider them like a super team of like Total Babe, Red Pens, and like some other band members. And that's the funny thing about Minneapolis band is they're almost interchangeable, where like, oh, well, the bassist from this band is, you know, the guitarist from this other band. And they're, you know, at any one point, somebody could be in 12 different bands. So. Second, this should be really fun because I don't think she's expecting this. Okay, hang on, Sally, where are you?
Hello.
Hey, Sally.
Hello.
Hello. So straight.
I love your voice, Sally.
flattery will get you everywhere.
I'm gonna listen to you every day. I sleep a lot better when I hear your voice. As that sounds. Bo and I are just being nerds talking about music, but we want you in the conversation.
Fair enough.
You can leave any time too, FYI.
Yeah, I'm actually expecting someone to ring my doorbell any minute, so if I disappear, you know why.
All right. Sally, did you just go shopping? Are you back?
It's been 6 hours since I spoke to you last, so yeah, I've done some stuff.
Sorry. Yeah, Brody's going to South by Southwest. Do you have anything you want to ask him about South by Southwest, Sally?
Not really.
You're jealous, admit it.
Well, yeah, I'm jealous. That's why I've been repressing and like memories and deleting all the emails that I keep getting sent and invites for things. It's like, why? Why must these people taunt me?
Oh, there you go. You gotta go, huh? And yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sally.
Yeah.
Goodbye, mate.
Oh, Sally, sail on by. Sweet Sally, sail on by. All the times you are when you question why. Oh, Sally, sail on by. Oh, Sally, sail on by. Oh, Sally, sail on by.
Hang on, I'm just outside. I've got a friend here now, so unless you want to talk to him as well, I might hang up. This is my friend Dave. This is Bo and Brody on the Skype machine. I don't know what they want to say.
You're doing a podcast,
Brody. I don't know. Are you recording this? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing a podcast, and we saw you online. We thought we'd say hi.
Oh, good.
It's going to get 50 million views /listens.
Actually, are you guys heading out to a show tonight?
We're about to undertake band practice right now. Even though there's only 2 out of 5 of us here, we're gonna actually probably just eat cake and drink tea, and then probably go boozing. Hopefully.
That sounds nice.
So, what's the name of your band?
We don't have one set in stone yet. There's been many, many, many iterations of it, but
we'll come up with one eventually.
Yeah.
Why don't you preview some of the name and we can give you a nay or yay?
It's been so long since
we've been all talk at one point because our band is all talk. We never actually play anything. We were the phone book inspectors at one point,
right.
But that got ditched.
Yeah. But there is a MySpace page for the phone book inspectors, but I've forgotten the password, so it's...
So we can't be there anymore. We have to be someone else.
Who uses phone books anymore?
Exactly. That's where the name
came from.
Because Dave still keeps phone books just in case, on the off chance that someone will come around and say, show me
show
your phone,
me your phone books. I feel like they're official government documents.
Yeah, I'd like to apply for that job. That sounds like a sweet, sweet job.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a lot of work required. Do you have a phone book? No. That's so good.
Oh, what was that other one? There was like happy hour.
Oh, yeah. It said happy hour, 8 p.m. We thought people would come to our show just because they think they were cheap drinks.
Drinks at full price.
Well, that's right. They'll leave after the first song. But they do that anyway, we suspect.
Man, coming up with a good name has got to be super tough because every good name is probably taken.
Yeah, most of them are.
How about the koalas or the Thundercats?
What Thundercats have to do with
anything? They just came to mind. I don't know. I'm probably on acid right now, but those would be good names.
There's actually a band called Thundercats, FYI.
No, there's not, Bo.
There is. I have proof.
I'll bet money on that one.
All right.
No, that's the problem. So many names you come up with, then you Google it, and someone already has it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
We could go for like a symbol that we could come up with a pronunciation for.
Right, like Prince.
Like Prince.
But then we'd never be able to be searched on Google, which, you know, is not so bad, I guess, because we'll just be like this enigmatic entity.
Yeah,
we're
so underground.
I like that, intimatic, or nobody can pronounce it, but it's good.
We can be called an enigma, no one's taken that.
Nobody can spell it either. Or you know what you should do is type in a misspelling and then have Google suggest the name to you.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, yeah, good luck on that name part, because that's tough.
Hmm.
Just listen to Sam Cooke and you'll think of a band name.
I love you. There's nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend. I've said it again, I've said it, what more can I say?
Is that the voice is the new American Idol, right?
Yeah.
In Australia, you guys have Australian Idol, right?
That's right. We do.
It's kind of, does it still go?
I don't know. They've got all the different, there's about 40 different, you know, talent shows.
Yeah, there's like an X Factor Australia, and there's like
You Can't Dance.
Australia's Got Talent and things like
right.
that.
And the voice is coming as well, because when I was doing a course the other day, I was at the same place where they were doing auditions for it, so it must be on its way. I was tempted to go to the auditions rather than my course, but
has anyone famous actually came out of one of these talent shows?
Out of in Australia?
Yeah.
Well, they're famous here.
Yeah, they're famous here. They're not necessarily crossing over. I think one of them did, like, he went to Motown and did a whole lot of things with, like, Smokey Robinson and stuff, because Smokey Robinson would record a duet with anyone. So I think that's probably the closest one of them has come to being an international success.
I can't think. I couldn't even tell you. All I can think of is Guy Sebastian. He's the only one whose name even sticks out.
And Shannon Knoll.
Shannon Knoll.
You guys should look up some Shannon Knoll on YouTube.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know how to spell that.
N-O-L-L.
N-O-L-L. Okay.
You should end this podcast with his cover of, what was that song? What About Me?
Yes. What About Me? Look that one up.
All right. I think we got the show song.
There's a little boy waiting at the counter of a corner shop. He's been waiting down there, waiting half the day. They never ever see him from the top. He gets pushed around, knocked to the ground. He gets to his feet and he says,
What about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough, now I want my share. Can't you see? I wanna live, but you just take more than you give. There's a pretty girl serving at the counter of a corner shop. She's been waiting back there, waiting for a dream. Her dream's walking.
By the way, they've outsold the Beatles, Elvis Presley, and James Brown. Just to give you an idea of how massive Glee is in the U.S., they're huge here.
Well, actually, my wife and I were discussing this the other day about how much money Journey must have made just in the last couple
of years. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Like, they must have been sort of wondering if they were ever going to, you know, make any money again, but...
I mean, come on, don't stop believing, you know?
Kill me now.
No, that's a great song. You can play that at any, like, karaoke bar, and it'll get somebody up there.
Have you heard the ukulele cover version of it?
No, that sounds awesome.
A guy from Clem Snide did a whole like mini album of Journey songs played on ukulele in a really sad kind of country style. It's pretty remarkable.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And you know, and I don't know if you guys know the ukulele only has like what, four chords, right? Or four notes.
So learned. It has four strings.
I think you can do a lot with four strings.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train, going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train, going anywhere, anywhere.
Have you guys heard of Two Broke Girls?
Yeah, that's just started here.
That's
What are you talking about? I love it. I think they're so jaded and cynical that it's just very funny to me. And I guess if you don't live in New York, you won't get a lot of the jokes, because a lot of the jokes is kind of aimed towards like hipsters and, you know, like, for instance, how can you tell between a hipster and a homeless person? Well, hipsters, they listen to Radiohead. Homeless people, they listen to the voices in the heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched it for about 5 minutes and that brunette chick me, so I, turned it off.
Oh, but she has such big bosoms.
Back to the boobs.
Is this where all your podcasts end up going?
Well, we're talking about zombie strippers earlier. Did you watch that last
no,
night?
No, I saw that it was on. We didn't watch it.
Okay, let's go over this one more time. Hipster or homeless? Pop quiz, ready?
Ready.
Hipsters wear?
Skinny jeans.
Homeless wear?
Dirty jeans.
Hipsters listen to?
Radiohead.
Homeless listen to?
The voices in their head.
Hipsters have?
Beard and a brogue.
Homeless have?
Beard and so much sadness. I see sadness there and
yeah,
there.
He does make me, those shows, that and Extras, I always feel a bit sad at the end of every episode. It's like, he can just never win. It's like Fawlty Towers as well. It's like, one day you'll win, but then he never wins.
Yeah, they're very, very pessimistic, maybe, those shows. I don't know.
Tell me the premise of that. What is that?
What?
Extras?
Extras.
Extras was the show that Ricky Gervais made after The Office. He's like, he's a guy who does bit parts in movies and is trying to get his TV program up. And yeah, it's really funny. There's a lot of celebrity cameos, like people, famous people playing like nastier versions of themselves. Like David Bowie is in one and he sings a really offensive song. Just laying into Ricky Gervais's character and calling him a pug-nosed little fat man and things like that. It's a good show, but it is really uncomfortable.
He sold his soul for a shot at fame, catchphrase and wig on the
jokes are lame. He's got no style, he's got no grace. He's banal and facile, he's a fat waste of space. Yeah, yeah. Everybody sing that last line. One, two, three. He's banal and facile, he's a fat waste of space. See his pop, no space.